Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Media Office Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilayah Pakistan. Tuesday, 8th Dhul-Qa'dah, 1443 after Hijri, corresponding to the 7th of June 2022 in the current era. Press release. Condemnations and boycotts have failed to stop the continuous barrage of blasphemy. So why not take steps towards the real solution now, the establishment of the Khilafah? The barrage of blasphemy spread from Denmark and France to the rest of Europe and then on to the US. It has now even spread to the lowly Mushrikeen Hindus. The honour of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has become a source of open mockery. Today, any lowly man or woman can blaspheme because there is no Khilafah to protect the honour of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, be it a democratic ruler or a dictator. The current rulers of Muslims are never guardians of the honour of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Instead, they are the guardians of the global secular colonialist order, before which the Ummah has no weight, while there is no sanctity for any religion, let alone Islam. These rulers will only issue empty condemnations under public pressure. They will only undertake populist spectacles such as cheap gestures against Islamophobia. They will absolve themselves of their responsibility by speaking at colonialist forums such as the United Nations. However, they will never take any firm action. In the era of the Khilafah, the Caliphate, the major powers of the time paid heed and blasphemy was silenced. Thus, the Khalifa Abdulhamid II forced both Britain and France to silence blasphemy due to the threat of jihad by the armed forces of the Islamic Ummah. Without the Khilafah as a shield, today's Raja Dahir Modi grew in hostility. He forcibly usurped Kashmir, handed out life imprisonment to the leadership in Kashmir, and supervised the demolition of Masajid. He deprived Muslim daughters of the right to wear the hijab, whilst his courts deprived Muslims of the right to practice their deen. Why would Modi not do so? When General Bajwa and his followers, who are responsible for stopping Modi, are walking in front of Modi upon American dictation. They grant Modi the gift of ceasefire on the line of control as his army is shaken by China. They talk of increasing trade relations through formal channels. They maintain secret backdoor channels. They take credit before their Western masters for restraining the Muslims of Pakistan before India. They take brutal measures to prevent Muslims from being influenced by the concepts of jihad and Khilafah. They cite weak economy and the need for geo-economics to demoralize the armed forces and dampen their desire for martyrdom and victory. They do so even though the Muslims of Pakistan are ready to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reviving the spirit of the Battle of Tabuk, whilst liberating the whole of Kashmir. O officers of the armed forces of Pakistan, the perfect and permanent protection of the honour of our Prophet requires only a few steps by you. Grant your Nusra to Hizb ut-Tahrir now for the re-establishment of the Khilafah, the Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. It is the Khilafah that will silence the tongues and still the hands of the arrogant blasphemers. At that time, even the thought of committing blasphemy by accident will haunt them in their dreams. It is the Khilafah that will mobilize you for the conquest of Hind, encouraging you in your endeavor to seek martyrdom or victory for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the Khilafah that will replace these usurping rulers and military commanders with commanders and rulers who love you whilst you love them. For them, nothing will be more important than the sanctity of the Muslims, the deen of truth, and their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it can all happen within just a few hours at your hands. It is indeed great burden on your necks, which you must honour, for you are accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant your nusra now and replace empty speech with the takbirat of victory over the kafirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ.
And our duty is only to deliver the message clearly, in the meaning of the Quran, Surah Yasin, verse 17. Major Office, Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilayah, Pakistan.